Thanks for spending part of your day with the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. That's Thomas Dolby, handpicked for the BPP by Moby, our guest DJ today. I'm Allison Stewart, and my guest host, Mr. Bill Wolf.
Also known as Mr. Allison Stewart, by concierges all over Italy.
This is going okay? You're going to stick around?
For at least another 2 days.
All right. We are on digital FM, satellite, and online at NPR.org. What's coming up? I just called you Luke. What's coming up, Bill?
Wow. We should really see a counselor. Coming up, Leah Rosen, one of the all-time great film critics. She works for People Magazine, and she is here because Sunday was the 30th anniversary of What's the Hair? Yeah, Saturday Night Fever, 30th anniversary, and Leah Rosen knows all about it. But before we get to that, let's get caught up on other news with the great Rachel Martin.
I'm sorry, honey.
This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. South Korea has a new president today. Exit polls showed Lee Myung-bak winning the election by a landslide, and his closest rival has now conceded the race. Voters overlooked fraud allegations about Lee in hopes that the former Hyundai CEO will revive the economy. Lee pledged to take a more critical view of Seoul's engagement with rival North Korea and seek closer ties with the United States. The South Korean government is investigating whether Lee manipulated stocks. The investigation is supposed to wrap up before the February inauguration, and Lee has said he will step down from the presidency if he's found to be at fault. On to another election now, this one in South Africa, where the governing African National Congress Party has chosen the controversial former deputy president Jacob Zuma as its new leader. Zuma defeated the outgoing ANC boss, South Africa's president Thabo Mbeki, after a bitter political battle. Here's NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton with more.
Jacob Zuma beat Thabo Mbeki into second place by a clear margin as the new ANC leader. This puts the man Mbeki fired as South Africa's deputy president 2 years ago in a strong position to become the country's next head of state in 2009. But Zuma, who has faced corruption charges and been acquitted of rape, could still face trial for graft, linked to a multi-million dollar arms deal. His supporters say the corruption scandal was a politically motivated smear campaign that should not prevent Zuma from becoming president. Jacob Zuma is a popular ANC leader who many hope will focus on South Africa's poor. Despite sustained economic growth under Mbeki, the president's critics accuse him of centralizing power and concentrating on the wealthy elite.
NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton. An earthquake rocked the Aleutian Islands off of Alaska last night. The magnitude 7.2 quake struck around 11:30 p.m. There were no reports of any injuries or damage. The Aleutian Islands are a chain of more than 300 islands that extend southwestward from Alaska into the northern Pacific Ocean. A tsunami warning was canceled early this morning for Alaska's coasts after officials determined that waves from the quake posed no major threat. Jerry Bruckheimer, you know him, the Hollywood producer who gave us such classic action hits as Beverly Hills Cop and the television series CSI, now the big name in big car chases, is going into the video game business. According to the New York Times, today Bruckheimer's company is expected to announce a deal with MTV to develop games that could start appearing in stores in 2009. A few months ago, MTV said it would invest more than $500 million in its interactive entertainment business over the next 2 years. They're seeking out top talent like Bruckheimer to develop their new gaming products. That's the news. It's always online at NPR.org.
This is NPR.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Rachel. We got to get in the video game business. You know that?
You and me both.
We are in the wrong racket.
Tell me about it.
Allison, give me your ideas when you have a moment.
I think of the BPP video game, it'd be about coffee seeking.
We should totally make a public radio video game.
That's what I say.
A first-person shooter public radio video game.
Rachel, you go work on that.
Read The Economist for 50 points.
Rachel Martin, thanks.
You're welcome.